This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Composed for music lovers to refresh their spirits. That's the subtitle Bach gave to his Goldberg Variations, a set of keyboard pieces thought to be written for a young harpsichordist named Johann Gottlieb Goldberg. In the case of this debut recording from the Catalyst Quartet, music lovers will find their spirits refreshed with a new arrangement of this iconic work. It was the genius of Bach and pianist Glenn Gould, the artist responsible for shining a new light on Bach's Goldberg Variations, that provided the initial inspiration for the Bach-Gould project. Here's cellist Carlos Rodriguez.
I think that the original inspiration came from a sort of programming, brainstorming session where we were trying to discover new works, and we stumbled across the Glenn Gould String Quartet. And to try and make a case for programming that, the natural next step would be to play the Goldberg Variations. And following that, we, you know, quickly, of course, realized / already knew that a string quartet version doesn't exist, and we'd have to write our own.
So how did the Catalyst Quartet come to be, you might be wondering? Violinist Carla Donahue Perez says there was one common denominator that brought them all together. They all participated in the Sphinx competition.
This competition promotes diversity in classical music. And one of the things that they are very interested in doing is fostering young artists' careers, specifically the alumni of their competition. And 5 years ago, they wanted to start a quartet and foster a young string quartet. And so that's how we came to be.
According to Carlos, creating this unique four-voiced version of the Goldberg Variations for string quartet was a step-by-step process.
So what we did was first, we all arranged our own versions, four different versions of the aria, which is the first statement piece of the Goldberg Variations. And then we put that sort of together into a mixed bag of all of our ideas to sort of make sense of that, and so that we're all represented in one piece. Little by little, we whittled it down to what you hear on the album.
Each member of the Catalyst Quartet grew up listening to Glenn Gould's famous recording of these variations, and at first, it was that interpretation they had in their heads. However, Carla says Bach's original manuscript was their guide.
So throughout the whole process, we tried to stay as true to what was written in the score as possible, to the point of even keeping the register the same throughout the whole piece. That was our main goal.
I think with any project, you start out with your inspiration sort of thing, or even when you're like designing the decor of a room, you have your inspiration piece, which informs sort of what pillows and curtains you're going to use. But in the end, that original inspiration could just be the size of a seashell in a huge room. And little by little, the recordings of the Goldberg Variations that exist sort of faded away, and what was being created was the new focus.
It was Gould's only published composition that generated the original focus of this project. As they began to work out their parts for this rarely heard work, Carlos says it was as if they were peeling away the layers to unearth a masterpiece, something like a Bach string quartet.
It was in a way more challenging because it is so dense and it's so complex to sort of organize what's going on in that piece. It was equally, both sides of this album were a tremendous discovery for us.
The Catalyst Quartet, making new discoveries and sharing them with you. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.